There's a good chance Norman's father is one of four people. Now, I know how that makes me sound, but it's a fairly reasonable alternative to the other scenario, which is that he would quite possibly have been one of several more if circumstances had allowed. But anyhow, who provided the champion Y chromosome that coasted up a lager and lemonade river to victory in my ovaries never really came up in Norman's first 12 years of life. Mainly because I'd pretty much convinced myself that I was all the parent he needed. I was enough. And to be fair, Norman had never given me any reason to question my conviction, no matter how many mistakes I made on the job. And there's been a lot, believe me. Which you probably do, based on first impressions. I never knew a thing about boys until I became the mother of one, even though in theory a boy is just a smaller version of a man, and clearly I thought I knew quite a lot about them at one point. As a general rule, I've found men don't really require any complicated directions, so you're pretty much guaranteed to get exactly what's on the tin when you bring one home. It serves you right most of the time. But it turns out a boy is nothing like a man at all, because they could definitely do with coming with some directions. And when you bring one of them home, before you even get him through the front door, he's already got your heart scrunched up in his fat baby fist like a bad betting slip, and he's starting to squeeze. I named my son Norman because there was nobody to tell me not to, and because I liked it. That could have been my first mistake, and who knows, maybe I would have listened if someone had told me that Charlie or Harry or Freddie might be a lighter load for a kid to swing onto his back and carry around for an entire lifetime. That other children, and even adults who should bloody well know better, might find a thousand cruel ways to use a name chosen with love to try to bring your boy down. That maybe, just maybe, naming a post-millennial baby after a 1950s comedian was not the best idea I'd ever had, although you should know that it also wasn't the worst.